Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Chicago is the longest-running American musical in the history of Broadway. It's been there 18 years. It's also been in more than 30 countries, and it's been translated into 12 languages. It's coming to the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore in March. My guest today is Barry Weisler, who, along with his wife Fran, is the Tony Award-winning producer of Chicago. He joins me on the phone from his home in New York. Good afternoon, Mr. Weisler. Thanks for your time.
Hello, Tom, and thanks for having me.
This show has been around such a long time. It really is an institution on Broadway and throughout the world. How has it evolved over the years? You've had so many different huge stars play the leading roles. How has it changed in this nearly 20-year run?
Well, you know, Tom, Chicago, created by the brilliant Bob Fosse, and, of course, John Cantor and Fred Ebb, failed in its first incarnation in, what was it, 1974 or 5. It was the year Chorus Line won for Best Musical. And it's strange. It lasted less than a year. It just never caught traction. It just didn't interest the public. I guess time goes by and you have the justice system changing and people like O.J. Simpson are put on trial and everyone becomes aware of a different standard in society, and we opened in 1996, a different production than the 74, but it caught traction, it interested people, it took them on a journey that was meaningful for the time, and it hasn't stopped. So we just keep moving along with the times. Chicago is most universal. It plays and has played all over the world in various languages, as you mentioned, and still is going strong. Would you like to know the countries we're in right now?
Sure.
We're in Moscow, Japan. You know, I forget.
This is a piece that takes place in Prohibition-era Chicago in the United States. How does that translate in a place like Moscow or in Mexico or in all the other places that it's
been?
Exactly
the way it does in New York City. This is an amazing production that speaks to people in the same way. The battle between the sexes. The fact that the justice system can be abused. My God, they understand that in Moscow. You know, the fact that people want to be entertained while they're learning something, and there's no better entertainment than Chicago. John Cantor and Fred Ebb's brilliant score, great lyrics, allowing the performers, the way we've staged it, to be in the lap of the audience. All of that translates no matter where we are.
Well, Barry Weisler, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much. We look forward to when it comes here in Baltimore.
And I thank you, Tom.
Barry Weisler is the Tony Award-winning producer of Chicago, the longest-running American musical in Broadway history. You can catch it at the Hippodrome Theater March 3rd through 8th. You've still got time to see Annie as well. It's at the Hippodrome for another week. Come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo for a link to all the details. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. On 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend. We'll